This is VOA News. Dr. McNeil. U.S. health officials say that while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading in the United States, early indications do suggest it may be less dangerous than Delta, which continues to drive a surge of hospitalizations. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN's State of the Union scientists need more information before drawing conclusions about Omicron severity. But reports from South Africa, where it emerged and is becoming the dominant strain, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. Omicron had been detected in about a third of U.S. states by Sunday. Fauci said the Biden administration is considering lifting travel restrictions against non-citizens entering the United States from several African countries. Russian President Vladimir Putin has voiced hope for a quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential for expanding its global supplies. Speaking during Sunday's video call with the president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Putin said that receiving the WHO's vetting is necessary to spread the Russian vaccine more broadly around the world, including free supplies. A Norwegian cruise line ship with at least 10 passengers and crew members infected with COVID-19 docked Sunday in New Orleans, where health officials said they were trying to disembark people without worsening the spread of the coronavirus illness. Local news outlets in New Orleans confirmed the Norwegian Breakaway had arrived in the city. The ship departed New Orleans on November 28th. The Louisiana State Department of Health said in a late Saturday news release that over the past week, the ship made stops in Belize, Honduras, and Mexico. This is VOA News. The long-delayed resumption of nuclear talks with Iran has gotten off to a rough start, with Iran digging in and its negotiating partners openly voicing frustration and pessimism. After 5 days of talks in Vienna ended last week, the United States said Iran did not appear to be serious. European diplomats accused Iran of backtracking on previous promises. Even Russia, which has stronger relations with Iran, questioned Iran's commitment to the process. Israel, an outside observer with a stake in the outcome of the talks, has ramped up its rhetoric and is dispatching two top security officials to Washington for consultations. Indonesia. Rescuers are sifting through smoldering debris and thick mud in search of survivors. This is a day after the highest volcano in Java Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. It spewed thick columns of ash after a sudden eruption triggered by heavy rains. Villages and nearby towns are blanketed with falling ash and several hamlets buried under tons of mud. Search and rescue efforts for 9 missing were temporarily suspended Sunday afternoon amid fears that smoldering debris and hot ash could tumble down from the crater due to heavy rains. Some anti-racist activities were beaten up, or activists were beaten up, as far-right former French TV pundit Eric Zemmour held his first campaign rally near Paris. He formally declared his candidacy for April's presidential election in a video relaying his anti-migrant, anti-Islam views. The 63-year-old with multiple hate speech convictions has unveiled his campaign slogan, "Impossible is not French," quote attributed to Napoleon. The rally on Sunday was moved to a bigger exhibition center in a northern Paris suburb to avoid clashes, as a protest against him was held in Paris. Thousands took to the streets to condemn his views, marching behind a banner reading, "Paris will silence the far right." More than 31,000 people have been deported by Dominican Republic to Haiti this year, more than 12,000 of them in just the past 3 months, a huge spike, observers say. As the rest of the world closes its doors to Haitian migrants, the country that shares an island with Haiti also is cracking down in a way that human rights activists say has not been seen in decades. The increasing mistreatment of the country's Haitians, they say, coincided with the rise of the Luis Abinader, who took office as president in August 2020. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.